Hi.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. We are so back.
We are. It's like the vlogs. We're back.
And we're back. The podcast is back. Welcome back, you guys, to a brand new episode of Campfire Jams, formerly known as
Steeping DIY.
Woo.
You know what's funny is I almost forgot what it was called. That's why I paused.
I know it's been so long.
Oh my God.
Thank you to anyone who's listening and anyone who formerly listened as well from Steeping DIY.
You guys are the real ones.
You guys really are. For those who actually did listen to those, because they were a little unhinged.
Some of them, yes.
Some of them got
very unhinged.
Really,
but they were honestly
unhinged.
I could see why they liked them. I like them too.
Oh, me too.
They're the good ones.
Yeah, you like do a little roly roll of whatever your choice is, you know. Yeah,
just a little gardening.
Exactly. A little gardening.
Beforehand.
Or while listening.
Yeah.
Gardening and listening to some of them.
Yeah.
It's like you're there. You're a part of the circle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Some of those were, looking back, a remembrance of Steeping DIY. What was your favorite episode?
I was going to ask you the same thing.
Oh my God, we're so in sync.
Oh my God, we're in tune. To film. Or to record, whatever. This is hard to pick one, though. I think the most chaotic one is the Nomo one.
For sure.
Yeah,
that one was...
That one's very chaotic. Like, I think even in it, I say, like, oh my God, this is so chaotic. Like, no one's going to understand anything we're saying right now. But it's fine. Senior Living was fun.
That was a really fun one.
That one was really fun.
Because we got to, like, really foster a friendship with them.
Yeah.
While doing that podcast episode. Shout out to Senior Living.
And Pollyanna.
Pollyanna.
Sure.
I was going to say that was probably one of my favorites, actually.
That was honestly my favorite night.
Yeah. That was a really good show, too.
That was...
us being nostalgic about
literally,
our own lives.
Literally.
That was so fun. For those like who don't know, we had Pollyanna as a guest on Steeping DIY, what we were formerly known as, for an episode. And they came to play at our house when we were hosting basement shows at the time. And it was just so incredible.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I remember just laughing so hard. And also, we barely talked about what was going on for them at the time.
Yeah,
we literally talked about, like, Paramore.
Like, it was just, like, a conversation. It was just a mic'd up conversation you probably don't even care about. But, hey, whatever. It was fun.
Yeah, it was essentially, like, getting coffee with someone for the first time.
Yeah, but just mic'd up.
Yeah.
Recorded.
It was good, though.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened, you may want to go back.
Facts.
Yeah.
And, I think... Did we do it the next day after the show, or was that before the show? No, it was before the show, right? With Pollyanna.
Yeah, they came prior to load in.
Yeah, and then we had they stayed over our house.
Yeah, we had a huge DIY.
The Mint Green.
Mint Green.
That was so fun, too.
Yes, that was. Shout out to both of those fans. Yeah. They're both doing so well right now.
I know.
It's, like, honestly, like, I'm so proud of both of them.
I'm mind blown by, like, how, like, we literally had them. Like, even, honestly, just some of the artists we've had, I'm like, that's wild
that they're so big.
Like, they're playing in other countries. Like, oh my God, that's crazy. Like,
that's
Godcaster.
So true.
Crazy. Godcaster was an interesting one for sure.
That one.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Crawling
on the floor.
Yeah.
And our dirty ass piece.
It was really cool to watch, though.
No, yeah. I would say that was one of my favorite performances.
It was an experience
too.
For sure.
Yeah, I think that's like the cool factor of their band.
Yeah.
Cool factor. The uniqueness,
yes.
I should say. Is because like watching like a Godcaster set, I feel is like it's like what you said,
it's
they're
an
providing
experience.
An experience for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rather than just
it's
like
a show.
Yeah.
Or
it's
like
further
music.
Than a show.
Yeah. It was definitely more of an experience and it was really cool.
It makes their music feel immersive.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, Pollyanna's was really fun. I love the photos that we have from that night too. Literally.
I know they play on my TV sometimes.
That's crazy.
Like for the photo slideshow.
Right. I forgot about that. That's so funny.
Wow.
But yeah. Would yours be as yours Pollyanna too? You said
for the favorite podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say probably Pollyanna, or I really liked Carly Cosgrove.
That
I would
one
love
was
to
good.
Have them come on in person.
Right. Me too.
Because we got to do it like virtual.
I think
them.
That was definitely my favorite Zoom
virtual one.
Because
yeah.
I feel there was definitely a different like vibe between when we did the Zoom ones and in person.
100%.
Like definitely I feel like a little bit of a disconnect when it comes to Zoom.
Yeah, I feel like it's harder to like warm up to people because it's like you really do have like a wall between you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like awkward, low-key.
Yeah, where I feel if you're in person, like you can pick up on body language easier, just the overall like vibe people are in that day.
Exactly.
But yeah, that was probably one of my favorite virtual ones we did too. They're awesome.
Yeah.
All of these bands are awesome.
And
wow,
they're
crazy.
Also
they're so they're doing
getting so,
well
so big.
Right now. Yeah.
Like what?
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
DIY, man.
I know. I'm so glad we're doing this again.
Me too.
This
it's really
good.
Nice. It feels good to reflect.
Yes.
On like what's happened, especially cuz like it has been a year since we've done the pod.
Yeah. It's been a hot minute.
We're sorry.
So sorry, you know, life gets busy.
It's just
hard. We're not
social
even living
media.
Anymore. And we never had like a good spot to do it.
Never. Guys, you we know? Still don't have a spot.
Yeah, we still don't have. We're in a fort right now.
We are literally in a pillow fort, basically, that I have stationed in my apartment.
Yeah.
It's actually, for those who have gotten to stay in the fort, you know, it's a vibe.
If you know,
it's very
you
cute.
Know.
It feels very magical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. But, yeah, I'm glad we're doing this.
Me too. I'm glad to be back with you.
Back together.
Back together. The internet's favorite cousins.
Exactly.
Back together.
Back together.
As we go. Wait, that's not that's not the right one.
You know what I have to do right now is shout out TJ just because we always shout
yes.
you out. And
love
I miss
you, TJ.
You. And we got to get you on the podcast.
Yes, guys, we really.
Every time we see TJ, we're like, podcast.
You have to come on.
And he wants to interview us.
I believe he said that once.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
That'd
I think
be
he wants to know our lore.
Our lore. There is no lore, but the lore.
We have, like, no crazy lore.
Nothing
really.
Crazy.
We're just, like, two girls.
Two girls, two cousins.
Two girls,
two fuzzins.
Two cousins, two fuzzins.
Friend and a cousin.
Friend, cousin, fuzzin. And we have
neighbor.
Fun together. Former roommates.
Former roommates.
And they were.
And they were roommates.
I guess we should give the listeners some context about what's going on with the podcast now. Some changes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
so
under construction. No, I'm just kidding. I mean,
kind of is. Guys, we don't have a place to record, like we said.
Yeah.
So our idea right now, so we're hopefully going to transition to video at some point.
Yes.
When that is,
don't
we'll
know.
Let you know.
Yeah.
TBA. Put a pin in that. We'll circle back. But back in like 2020, actually, we had the idea for this podcast, and we were trying to figure out a way to incorporate camping into it.
Yeah, but we were on a good walk with our doggos, and we were just talking about life, man.
Reminiscing, because this
yes.
was...
we are very reminiscent people.
We're
oh
nostalgic.
My gosh, we are, and I love it.
Yeah, me
honestly,
too.
Honestly, it's fine.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good.
I have a bleeding heart.
Yeah.
For things I've... Literally. I yearn for the past.
For real.
I yearn for my former self.
I want to make a scrapbook or an album, I think, of like...
Things you've done. Yeah, I think we need to go back to that.
We should do that.
When I'm like 80, I'm not going to be wanting to like hold this brick in my hand.
Yeah, and look at these.
Swipe.
Which I feel like I don't even do for like year, like other years anyway.
No, yeah. Like I have 4,000 photos in my camera roll.
Do I ever look at them? No.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, we got to do that again. But anyway, back to.
Bring back scrapbooking.
For reals. But anyway, yeah. So we're on a walk with our doggos, and we just talk about life. And we've always wanted to do a podcast with bands.
Yes, because we were back to the nostalgia. Katie and I were literally like jerks in context here. Katie and I lived very close to each other. We grew up a street away from each other.
Literally.
And
down the street.
This was when like peak lockdown era was happening. Yep. Social distancing, keeping within your pods. Remember that when like exactly. It was a phrase, my pod. So Katie and I were a duo with our dogs. We would walk them single day. And we were reflecting on how much we were missing house shows at the time.
Yes, because they ended abruptly, unfortunately.
They were taken away from us way too soon
at
the time.
And I feel like we were just like really finding our people, which we did.
We did.
Which is so crazy.
Yeah, I'm really grateful for
our
circle now.
Like, you know, it's just crazy because I'm always like, then I remember just feeling like the first time I went going to a show, I was like, for some reason, this feels right. Like, it was just like one of those moments where it's like, wow, this feels right.
Exactly.
This is where I belong.
Like, I found
my
space.
And I feel like, you know, you always hear about that and you're always like, is this
the
time?
When will that happen for me?
When is it going to happen? Is this the time? But no, you know. When you feel it, it's like,
you know.
Yeah, you know.
You know.
Which
it
really, because it found literally our people. So
we did. If you're, you know who you are.
Yeah.
We love you.
Love you.
But yeah, so we were really missing that, though.
Yeah. See,
because it was taken away from us so fast.
Fast, yeah. And it was so new to, like, at least me. Like, it was still so fresh and new that I was like, no, I don't want this to end yet. Like, this is not fair. I didn't get enough of this yet.
And our scene at the time,
peak era.
Peak, golden era. The golden era.
Yeah.
The roaring 20s, if you would
literally.
Say, of the New Paltz DIY.
Facts.
It was such a good time. But yeah, so we were talking about that. We were like, what is something we could do to, like, get involved when we're able to, when it's safe to do so?
Right.
And the podcast came up.
Yeah.
But also,
but we also love camping at the same time.
I would say we were really in our granola era.
Yeah.
Like, we were hiking, we were camping
outside,
all the
baby.
Time. We would just go, like, with one other
person.
We
would
find one person to go camping. We're like, that's good enough.
Let's
go. Let's
go.
Yeah.
We really were in our nature era then.
Yeah, that's
wow.
what I'm saying,
I
the granola
that must
girl
be, like,
era.
Why we just, like, now we're such,
we're
like, outside
yearning for it.
Yeah. Literally. Dead ass.
So yeah, we were trying to find a way to combine the two, and we were like, ooh, what if we did a podcast called Camping Season?
Yeah.
And we took bands camping with us.
Exactly.
And we did the whole podcast like that, maybe made a little video about it. We had ideas.
We really did. We really were creative.
We
on
were
that.
We on our all of our walks, we were discussing this.
For real.
We were like, how could we like really execute it?
Yeah. And like what bands do we have, and like, which is crazy because we would say bands that like we weren't really friends with at the time, and now we're literally
like best
friends.
Yeah, like I think it was like alliteration.
That's so crazy.
No,
oh my God.
But everyone.
Like 7 on Pump 1.
New Vision.
Yeah, 7 on Pump 1 and you're dating Caleb.
I know, my boyfriend's literally in 7 on Pump 1
literally.
Now. Which is like Katie's
and
favorite
roommate.
Band. Oh my God, I live with 7 on Pump 1.
And then we're best friends
one.
With Jono.
Wow.
Like, which is crazy. Like, weird.
Groupie to girlfriend pipeline.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, New Vision. That's crazy,
yeah,
too.
Besties. Love those guys.
Yeah.
But those were our ideas
at
the time.
Oh, yeah, we did the podcast with New Vision, too.
Yeah.
You know, with the podcast, though, I don't remember most of any of them.
Couldn't tell you what we talked about and have them. I, like, black out.
Yeah. I'll probably do the same about this one.
I'll be like, that, you guys, you know what's going to happen when we, like, hit end? When we're done recording, we're going to be like,
wow,
that
was
so
good. And
like,
then we're
gonna cooked
black out.
On
yeah.
that one. Be like hyping ourselves up, being like, I actually think that people are going to love this.
Yeah.
They're going to eat it up.
Eat it up.
I hope you guys are. I really hope, like, we're only 15 minutes. I feel like we've been talking for half an hour right now.
Me too. I was
going like,
to say
we've
that
been,
too.
We're almost done.
We're cooking.
We're cooking. Let her cook. Let her cook.
I just start crying. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. I feel like this is so therapeutic. We haven't done just like a me and you.
I know.
Actually, we just haven't done a just me
I
and you.
I think that's what we are missing. I think we were becoming too reliant on guests.
Yeah.
So when we couldn't get one, we were just like, no podcast. No.
Which I mean,
but
I,
we're back now,
yeah,
guys.
We're back.
I think there's going to be more of me and Katie. So yeah. If you guys aren't into that, shit.
No. We should do like a Q&A.
We should. I tried to get people to send some in on the Instagram story the other day. I was like, send us some.
And
so we got one reply, and it was just heart emojis.
Oh damn!
I was like, thanks with
but
them.
But that's not a question.
I know. I was like, I can't talk about this on the podcast.
I mean, we love you too,
but I guess I am talking about it on the podcast. Yeah. So thank you for that.
It gave us some kind of content.
It did.
Oh my god.
So back to the origin of us. We've gone so far away from like what we were actually talking about. Katie's like dying in the studio right now. The fort. Oh we're god, in the
do
pillow
you remember,
fort.
Do you remember my wheeze?
Oh my god, guys.
You just let's just say that.
Rest in peace to the wheeze.
You see those videos where people have really odd laughs and they go viral? Well, I probably could be on that when I was younger and like go viral for my wheeze because all my friends loved my wheeze. And once in a while, if I get a really good laugh, that's it will end in a wheeze, which like, I mean, I just start coughing.
Let's
so
hope for the wheeze this episode.
You might get the wheeze later.
You guys, it sounds like Katie's dying when this wheeze.
Literally. Sounds like I'm an animal.
And imagine like, because like context, we're cousins, right? Oh, yeah. We've known each
cousins.
Other since we were children.
Which we could go into how we met.
Oh, wait, we have to tell, we have to finish how this podcast started.
I know.
But wait, I'm saying out your wheeze. The wheeze, people.
Yeah, the wheeze.
I'm picturing like an 8-year-old child with like a normal laugh, right, at first. And then it just ends with like
yeah,
an
like
old
me
lady like, cough, basically.
Like literally dying.
And it's coming out of the body of an 8-year-old girl.
Yeah. Yep. That's me. That's my wheeze.
That's my,
if you know, you
me
know.
Me and my wheeze.
Me and the wheeze.
That's just life.
Sound like me saying me and Louise.
Louise.
My name's Louise.
I kind of wish Louise. I knew a Louise. It's a nice name.
I knew a Louisa.
Oh.
She's
shout
cool.
out.
She's a speech therapist.
Anyways.
She's cool. Anyway.
So, yeah, guys, we were having a podcast talk
yes.
on the walk.
And, yeah, we just were like, we should do this. And then it didn't really ever happen.
For,
and then,
like, 2 years.
Yeah. And then fast forward, after Doors at 7, the doc was done.
Yeah.
And we were living at Tallgrass.
Katie and I moved in together.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know about Tallgrass. We're not
I miss
go
Tallgrass.
Into it.
I miss Tallgrass.
R.I.P.
An anyway,
era.
It really was an era. And we, I think just were like, we should do it.
Yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah. At that point in time, we were starting to like host shows, move past the documentary and try to like transform Doors at 7 into like something more than just the documentary. And so we were like, yeah, let's try with the podcast, but we didn't want to have it self-titled. That was like a big thing for
right.
me at the time. I didn't want it to be the Doors at 7 podcast.
Right. I do. Yeah. And I'm kind of glad we didn't go that way. I just feel like, I mean, it's obviously a Doors at 7 production, but like it feels
like its own self, its own entity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. And it's
that's
just
nice.
It's a separate thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like that. And it's like, can be goofier on this, you know,
right.
like it's more personal.
You know what's funny is so after we did that and we were like, yeah, let's do it. Our first episode is with the OG gang of Doors at 7.
It is. Yeah.
With Dylan and Casey. And the thing is, did we say the origin story in that? Because I wonder if it's the same or if it's different. Like, I mean, I don't know
like
how
if our
be
story
different.
Has changed. We've been lying to you.
I wonder how we explained it in that.
Me
like,
too,
was,
actually.
You know, now that I'm thinking about
it. We probably sound so different.
Probably.
Like,
oh my gosh.
Because it's so long ago.
Yeah, it's weird.
I kind of want to listen back.
But yeah, we filmed
yeah.
the first episode with them, which
that was fun with Dylan and Casey.
Yeah, they're still part of, obviously, Doors at 7.
Yeah.
And yeah, love you guys. Shout out.
Yeah,
to
shout
you.
Out. And then we
actually
were,
the gang. We should have taken a picture yesterday.
All four
of
us
were
there. Darn. We were at a show last night, all four of us.
Facts.
Yeah. With the core four is still together.
The core
four. How crazy. Yeah, so we tried that as Steeping DIY because our original idea was to host tea parties with our guests.
Yes, yes.
That never happened.
Never. I think maybe once or twice. I don't even.
Not you know, crazy.
The one I think it actually happened, and it was like maybe the one or only time was with Marissa.
Oh, from Lugos. I think we forgot about that. That was a good episode too.
Yeah, and I think we actually had tea that with her.
Yes, I do think so.
And I think even then we were like, this is nice. We should do this more often. And then we never did. I think it's just too much work. And some
way
people,
too much work.
Some people do like it. Some like it, I don't know.
Tea or coffee.
We're also always so busy and also nervous for majority of like we'd be freaking out beforehand.
Oh my god! Most of them we would have to be like.
Yeah,
like
it's okay.
Take a breath.
Like, it'll be fine.
You're not gonna say anything wrong.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I was always like, I'm scared. Like, what if I get because this is my anxiety in general is like me not being able to hold a conversation or like you know like I don't know. Just like sometimes I feel like I can be very introvert even though I'm extrovert.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. I can like clam up sometimes.
Exactly. So like. Yeah, so I feel like I always had that like anxiety of doing that on the podcast with like some people. But then, like Noel said before, then at the end, after we're done recording, we're like, wait, we're so good at this. Why are we having anxiety about it? Because we literally crushed it.
Yeah, we're like, yeah. We're cool.
We're hip. Yeah, we're hip.
We're fun.
Exactly.
At least we're having fun.
Yeah.
But if anything, this is just for us.
That's fact. I know, it's for real.
We'll be able to listen back and be like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That was something we said back then.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
And here we are. We gave up. We just got so busy.
Yeah. And it was really.
We had a lot of life changes going on.
Yeah. And what really worked for us was that, which is like the time period where a lot of ours. Came out was that we were living at Radio Shack and
yeah.
like one we were living together two we had shows
show. Yeah.
And like that means like that was so easy because we just did like killed two birds with one stone
yeah. we'd be like and just come hang out earlier
yeah. yeah and like that really worked
it was because it's hard to schedule stuff
yeah. and especially like oh yeah we've never done video have we
no I'm trying right now I don't even know what angle
oh.
it is I'm like
oh
maybe
God.
I should check in case it's not a bad angle
yeah probably
I'm like
I didn't realize you're videoing that's crazy
yeah I was trying we're at 21 minutes on the
not bad
let's see what the video looks like.
I think the only one that we did, I think,
oh,
try
it's actually
video.
Not that bad.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
I'm going to put it back.
What was I going to say? Oh, the only one I think we tried to do video with was Imposters, but I don't think we ever released it.
No. It was
But I think
video
we tried.
Footage was, it was just right? too much. Yeah, yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah.
So sorry, Imposters.
Sorry.
Also, the biggest apologies to Alliteration and Rachel.
And Rachel.
Freeman
yeah.
From Birdhouse Records. We literally recorded two episodes with them prior to our hiatus.
Yeah.
Let's call it. And they just never came out.
Yeah.
But they will hopefully come on the
come
new,
back.
Yeah, come back. Yeah. And we're going to
yeah.
get you guys what you want.
Give the fans what
give
they
the
want.
People what they want.
Yeah.
I don't know what else we could tell the people right now.
We should do the podcast with Sir Echo too. That's
yeah, that would
another
be fun.
That's another one we should definitely
yeah.
do. Especially now because they're popping off too.
Yeah. So what can the people expect on the podcast this season?
Season.
So this is the vibe, guys. So hopefully we're able to get video.
Yes. And we kind of came up with the idea of doing like just like a... camping.
Yeah, we're gonna go camping with you guys.
Yeah, we're gonna try to do that.
We're gonna film inside a tent. We're gonna go camping.
Exactly.
We're gonna record in the tent.
Yeah.
Let us know what guest. Send us a comment.
Yes, I was gonna say that too. Send us who you want to see.
What you would like to hear.
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
Yeah.
Hear about, talk about.
Should we have people like send in messages? To talk about on air.
We could do that
like
too.
Like a voicemail.
Yeah. Any experiences like at a show that you've had, or like, yeah,
like,
you know,
a confessional.
Yeah, something.
Send us your gossip.
Yeah, exactly.
I love trivial gossip that I'm not involved in. It's so juicy.
It is.
I'm agree. Like, I don't know any of these people.
Yeah.
I will never ever be involved because I don't know a single person. But oh my God, I can't believe Mark left Sandy.
Right.
That type of vibe. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like that stuff your coworkers will gossip to you about, and you're like, wow, your drama is so much worse than what I have going on. So thank you for that.
Yeah. You're funny. But anyway, yeah, definitely send us in some things. Maybe, I don't know, who do you guys want to hear? That's my biggest question is like, who should we, be on the podcast with?
Yeah.
And do you want more of like me and Noel?
I'm liking this.
I'm kind of liking it too.
But we could just be full of ourselves because we're just getting to hang out.
That's also true.
I'm like, if you're still listening, thanks. Yeah. I don't know what we're talking about right now. Yeah. We didn't really plan this one.
Yeah.
We were hanging out at a show last night. We're like, let's just bring it back now. It's time. Who do you want to come on the podcast?
Me?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Well, I definitely think we should... who do I want? AFK.
That would be fun.
We haven't done that.
That would be fun with them because we are friends with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that would be really fun, I think.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely them. They're fun. Who do you want?
I'm thinking. I'm trying to think of, like, someone that I would be really excited to have on, but that, like, oh, you have a look on your face.
Shoot. What are their names?
You're like, what are their names? You have to openly admit you don't know the band name.
No. It's because I kept thinking of the song, and I could sing you the song, and I know you know it, but I remember their names. Thesaurus Rex.
I'm trying to think of, like, who my, like, dream guest would be.
I know. Me too. I'm trying to think of someone bigger.
I feel like Mannequin Pussy would be fun.
They would be fun. Yeah. That would be fun.
Boy Genius.
Yeah.
Like, huge people.
Lucy Dacus.
I feel like I would have good banter with Julian Baker for some reason. Or Phoebe.
Or Phoebes.
I really like Lucy, but I don't think she would like me.
Really?
I think she would find me annoying, personally.
Hot take.
Yeah.
That's hot
probably
take.
Just like a read on myself, I guess.
Yeah.
Being vulnerable on Maine right now.
Yo, we should do like a tarot reading on here one day.
That would be
or
cool.
Or something like that.
Like having a tarot card reader, come on. Wait, that would be so much fun.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do that next. So.
Do you guys... Oh, another question for you, the audience. Do you guys want to see... Like, because we... Obviously, we focus on musicians, but tell us, like, if you want us to interview, like, any different kind of artists or, like, even including, like, venue owners.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that
like,
would be a
or
lot of fun.
Other people who book in, like, a DIY scene. Like, obviously, like, Rachel's an example.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like outside
if you,
of artists.
Yeah.
That'd like, be a lot of fun.
I think that'd be cool.
Me too.
Just anything to do with music, like the different aspects or different parts of the music industry, you know?
Unlimited.
That'd be cool.
Unlimited. Together we're unlimited.
All right, beautiful.
Yeah, so let us know who else should come on.
Yeah.
Wow. That was good, right? I'm trying to think of anything else we could really tell you guys before we wrap things up here. We didn't plan this one. This is really impromptu.
It was. I think we did pretty good, though.
I think so, too. Like, we have some fun guest ideas coming up.
Yep.
Don't want to spoil too much.
Nope.
What else can we tell the people?
I see dead people.
Are you kidding me right now? Katie's having too much fun with the microphone.
I kind of
like,
honestly.
I just kind of say things and so I can hear myself in the headphones. Tell me I'm wrong.
Not right? Wrong. You're not. You're not. You know, imagine we had Kendrick Lamar on this podcast. That'd be
first
crazy.
Off, that would never happen.
I know.
First, that was but, 100% never happened.
I know, but that would be wild.
Yeah, like, obviously.
Imagine we get the tea on Drake. say Jordan.
That also would not happen. Katie,
I can't rap.
This is crazy. You're going to get us canceled.
I'm sorry.
We apologize.
All right. Well,
yeah, I think this was a good episode. I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe it was really just us going all over the place.
Yeah. We, as you could tell, we go off topic very
a lot. I know.
And then we circled back, though.
We do. I was trying to circle back. What can you expect this season on Campfire Jams? A lot of nonsense.
Yep. Chaos.
Chaos. Jokes.
We should come up with some jokes.
I have one right now.
What?
What do you call a fake noodle?
An impasta.
Ba-da-da-da.
So good.
So good. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can expect bad shit like that.
yeah.
Maybe a roast here and then, mainly of myself.
Facts.
Artist interviews, hopefully.
Yeah.
If we actually talk about the stuff that they're like promoting.
Right.
We go off the rails.
We're going
off the rails on the crazy train.
Right. And I feel like.
Right.
Right. But see, the thing is, I feel that people want to hear some and more about people's personal lives. Like, I mean, yes, obviously we're here for the
tea,
the music and stuff, but we're really here for the tea. Let's be real.
We're really here for the tea. We're here for,
No.
But
we do.
Yes, we love to know. We love, like, to get close.
Yeah. I personally like listening to, like, stuff like more about people's personal lives.
Yeah, I would love to get deep.
Let's get deep.
You're gonna get, you know what, people usually get pretty deep over a campfire.
I totally forgot we used to do the
oh my god, we're not really strangers.
Yes, let's get deep. And we should honestly
keep that segment.
Yeah,
I liked let's get deep.
Yeah, I think we just need to
find a way to bring it back.
Yeah. Different questions.
Yeah, some quests.
Yeah.
I think people, when they come to Camp 7, what our camp is called? Camp 7?
Camp number 7.
Camp 7. I think when you guys come to Camp 7, that you can expect some of these artists to have to earn their badges.
Right.
Isn't that how it works when you go to summer camp? You get badges. Like in the Girl Scouts and stuff. Well, I was a Girl Scout.
I think so, but I don't know. I was not.
Really?
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. I was.
You
never,
just weren't into it?
My parents just never put me in it. I don't know.
Oh.
Eh. I was never. I didn't really care.
I liked Girl Scouts.
I mean, I'm sure it was cool.
There's a lot of controversy, I guess you would say, about my Girl Scout troop back then in the day.
Yeah.
My mom was a troop leader.
Oh my gosh.
This is actually
I can see her being a troop leader.
She was only a troop leader like for like 1 year though, because she ended up getting cancer. Sorry, the trigger warning.
Oh my god. That's so depressing.
It took a turn.
Oh my god. Did not expect that.
And
she's good now though, right? Obviously.
What? Girl, you know my mom.
Yeah,
she's cancer-free.
Just make sure.
Spoiler alert. Story, you know.
Spoiler
she
alert.
She survived. She's cancer-free.
Yeah,
she battled
cool.
it
Good.
Out.
Good.
But she did get really sick. And I'm so young, so I don't remember exactly what had happened with this. I should probably call my mom. Do I call her right now? No.
No.
That's not happening. But so my mom had to go into the hospitals and stuff. She was no longer the troop leader, obviously. So my mom's other friend, because my friend was in the troop and our moms are really good friends. So then her mom stepped in while my mom was in the hospital. And this other girl's mom, mean, vindictive, if you will. I think she had something against my mom. I don't know. Again, keep in mind, I'm like 6 years old, so I don't know really what's going on. And this girl tells the entire troop that we couldn't do something or something, like that we had to really sell a lot of cookies that year or whatever, because a portion of our troop fund had gone missing. And she said, and I know, and she was like, and I don't want anyone pointing fingers. She said this to the whole troop, pointing fingers to Noelle's mom since she just went into the hospital or whatever. Basically kind of insinuating my mom stole the troop money.
Wild. Okay. Yes.
My mom definitely did not do that.
Right.
But to this day, I don't know what the end of the story was, where the troop fund went.
Wow. What a lord.
Right? How crazy. Also, why would you do that in front of a group of, all young girls?
These girls have no idea what you're even talking
Absolutely
about.
Absolutely no clue. Not a clue in the room what it's really. No concept of what a troop fund is either.
Girl, you did it. Let's be real.
Honestly? What if she was trying to get the hot fire on someone
cover
else?
It up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Should we be detectives?
I should call my mom and ask for this tea.
We should
honestly.
Be detectives.
I wanted to be a detective so bad when I was a kid. Me and my one friend, we would have binders for our detective work.
Right.
It's not what I ended up doing, obviously.
You had binders for your detective.
I'm so serious. Me and my friend Bailey, out her.
That's so
funny. We would literally pretend we were detectives. You know, I don't even remember. That's the beauty of a child's mind. Yeah. I feel like
it's okay.
Narrative could be so real in your head. I don't know what we were investigating.
It's okay. When I was younger, me and our other friend, we used to write songs and
perform them.
I would think I was the best guitar player ever.
Oh,
and I would
wow.
be the guitar player because I was I'm not singing. I can't sing. But they were horrible songs. We were five or six.
Yeah,
there,
no,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? We were so young.
I bet they were
school.
Beautiful for a child.
But they're so, I remember just jamming.
Thinking you were on top of the world.
Yeah,
performing
saying,
at MSG.
Oh my God, I should,
I should pursue this, maybe.
I should pursue playing the guitar, and here I am as a drummer. That's funny.
Whoa.
Kind of a drummer.
Here we are being nostalgic again.
Yeah.
Do we call this the nostalgia cast instead?
Yeah.
Jeez. Anyway, guys, that's what you can expect on Campfire Jams. Us going off the rails because we were originally telling you what you could expect and turn into my Girl Scout
again.
Trauma for some reason. Girl Scout trauma.
I want Girl Scout cookies.
Me too. I had a fucking mint. Anyways, so that's what you can expect this season on Campfire Jams. Hope you guys listen along with us.
Yeah.
Hope you got to have a few laughs in this.
For real.
Girl Scout Trauma.
I
really think I might.
I hope you followed
along. That would be a good
along.
Band name.
Girl Scout Trauma.
Girl Scout
that
Trauma.
That is a good, honestly.
Do we start a band?
GST.
Oh,
for short. Or you could just call it GST, and when people ask, what does that stand for? Girl Scout Trauma.
Like CHS. Remember that?
Stop. We gotta get the band back together.
I know, our band.
I miss playing, actually.
Me too. But I really want to just perform.
I'm acting like I could play drums right now.
Me acting if I could play guitar right now?
Well, I'm
impaired.
Disabled right now.
Katie's in the ACL recovery right now for
The context.
Yeah.
I got...
Katie can't
surgery.
Even play the drums right now.
Yeah, so I don't know why I'm acting we should get the band back together. I can't even
you can play
right now.
Tambourine.
Although, you know what?
Some auxiliary.
Actually, honestly, I probably could play drums.
Bongos.
Because Bongo Queen come back.
Bongo Queen make you go crazy.
Yo, if 7-Up Pump 1 ever puts out a cover of that song, can I feature on it, please?
I have no say or stake in what they do,
but
I'm saying
I'm
yes
asking
for them.
You. Yeah. That's a question. I guess I should. And everybody go spam 7-Up Pump 1 and tell them they need
say,
to go
no,
a cover.
Just,
album.
No, just comment Bongo Queen make you go crazy.
Yes.
They'll know.
Actually, do that too. Yeah. They'll know.
Bongo Queen make you go crazy.
Crazy.
All right, guys. I think we're going to wrap it up here. What's our outro? This is the first ever, new... This is the start of...
This is the start of something new. It feels so right to be here with you. Oh. And now looking in your eyes, I finally found what I've been looking for. Yeah, I think we totally fucked that up, but it's okay.
Me too. It's all right. We tried our best.
That should be the outro.
Us singing a song poorly.
Something new.
Like singing around the campfire. Oh,
sing around
the campfire and sing our campfire song. Our C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. It'll help if you just sing along.
And cut.
People are going to be like, what the fuck am I listening to? What is this podcast? I don't even know.
Yeah, guys,
next week we'll probably have a guest on it. It's probably going to be Charlie XCX, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Yeah, we just have to work out the time zones. So yeah. That's all. She did just play in Hudson Valley. Let's not forget. So
did
don't
she?
Be acting.
What
Girl, you're
play?
Acting like you're not selling that we're friends with
oh,
her right
yeah,
now.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry about that. Yeah, she just played at my house.
Oh, my. Party girl. So, yeah, thank you guys again for listening.
Yeah, thank you. All right, guys.
This
See
been
you
real.
Next time.
Who
Bye.
Should, with Charlie. Bye. And don't forget. Let's sit around the campfire and sing our campfire song. See you later.
See ya.